Welcome. You are about to take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Bouffet on the Love by Intuition show. For the next hour, allow her to prepare you in becoming a magnet for a profound love-infused relationship by identifying and focusing on solutions through love. Awaken the light within and let your essence shine. And now, here's Deborah Bouffet on Love by Intuition, all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Welcome, everyone. Bonjour, mes amis. And yes, this is Deborah Bouffet, host of the Love by Intuition show and founder owner of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. This is a live Dream Vision 7 radio broadcast here at 1510 AM NBC Sports Radio Boston, reaching five states just by turning the dial, streamed live on dreamvision7radio.com, and that's Dream Visions, all one word, with an S on the end, the number 7radio.com. You'll hear the Love by Intuition show there every Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. and 6 p.m., and that's Eastern Time. And usually our guest is aired Tuesday and Friday right after this show, same time, 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. Eastern. We have a grand show for you today. As some of you may recall, that we are doing a three-part series with Reverend Dr. Linda DeKoff, who is an amazing author, celebrated author of Bridge of the Gods, a handbook for ascending humanity, as well as Songs of Eternity, Contemplations, Treatments, and Meditations on the Word of God, all from love, because God in the higher intelligence and the universe is all love, not fear, I should say. So, a little bit about Reverend Dr. Linda. She is a noted founder of New Thought International, Inc., and the New Thought Institute of New York, an association of global centers for world peace and enlightenment. She has actually starred in numerous Broadway film and TV shows for rave reviews, and you can connect with her by going on her site. We'll give out, she has a couple, but the easiest one is Rev, R-E-V, D-R for doctor, Linda, and DeKoff is D as in dog, E, C as in candy, OFF.com. Rev Dr. Linda DeKoff. And so today is the second part series, and it will be all focused on the divine healing of body, physical and body of external conditions for business, personal, relationship, and the financial world. And Linda is my co-host all through these three parts. Series. She is the co-host of Love by Intuition. So welcome, Linda. Welcome to the show, Dr. Linda.
Thank you very much, Deborah, and thank you for that wonderful introduction.
Yes, it's a mouthful, but it's so important to share, and this is made in the image, as you say. So let's get right into it, and you wanted to talk about what is the body.
Yes. And, thank you for mentioning the overall title is Made in the Image. And, of course, we've all heard that we, you know, from various different religions and so on, that we are made in the image of God. So that's a powerhouse statement, you know.
Absolutely.
And if that is the case, that we are made in the image of God, it means that our true nature is exactly as the divine. So life the business of life, we have several fields where we need to express our dominion over the earth, lands, and seas of our lives, which would be our physical circumstances. All our circumstances, God gave us dominion. So what is true? That means that the human being has the capacity to enlarge in consciousness and to come to a place to have dominion over all in the world, in one's personal world. And so by attempting, no matter what you're looking at, whether it's your emotional life, your physical life, which we're concentrating on today, but by learning to think in terms of divine patterns, you know, knowing that the future for you, if you will have it so, the potential is there to be expressing the divine pattern for everything that is, and for body, particularly, and for all in your physical world. So, you know, metaphysicians call body, they mean your own body, that, you know, your car that you walk around in and you're responsible for on this plane. And then there is the body of external circumstances, which is all metaphysically called body, because you can touch, feel, hear, it's manifest, it's material. So we see the results of our consciousness, our inner body of consciousness, on the external, whether it's our personal body or the body of circumstances that we create in our world. So coming back to made in the image, so the top notch goal should be to follow, to align with the highest patterns of being, and we call those the divine patterns, because that is that spiritual potential that underlies everything and animates all that exists. So when looking at physical body, you know, your own physical body, and dealing with the very practical issues of health, well-being, longevity, curing, healing, and so on, what we want to think first and always, in no matter what condition you're in or what has happened, you don't want to empower the condition. You want to empower God, excuse me, within you, and the divine pattern within you. So you ask, you know, I would love it for listeners to get the idea that when you look at anything that you're trying to heal, ask yourself, what is or what do you imagine would be the divine pattern here? Because everything is a spiritual pattern, a spiritual pattern in form. So when you look at a divine pattern, you think of wholeness, harmony, peace, perfection, the perfect workingness of all parts working together in symmetry, in harmony, in bliss, expressing perfect health, perfect, and these are key words, assimilation, circulation, and elimination.
And I love those three.
Yeah, perfect assimilation. That means the experiences, not just the food, but the food of the physical food, but the food of experience that we take in, ingest, so to speak, and we must learn to take the good, just like we're taking a nutrient, and circulate it throughout the body system, throughout consciousness, throughout cells, throughout tissues, throughout muscles, throughout heart, throughout all that is the entire system of body. So you're circulating these experiences. That's, you take them in, you circulate them, and then you eliminate on every plane of existence what does not serve. You know, in other words, those residue harmful experiences that you need to get out of your heart, you know, out of your memory, out of your mind. So there are, and we learn to take the good and eliminate what is negative. So that when energy comes outside of us, it comes into us, it passes through us, it goes out, that it is an energy returning to the universe, love. You know, things pass through the heart chakra, all kinds of experiences. And we make every effort to convert fear to faith, anger, and so on, and convert experiences to love. Speaking of converting, I have a little cold going on, so my apologies.
That's okay.
But I'm working on it. So in any case, there is that converting.
Right, and so, allowing it to move through you,
yes,
instead of holding it.
Holding on to it. But on the physical plane, now, you look at, let's say, a person who has a heart problem. You know, so you want to say, well, how can I heal this? There's a heart condition going on. You then first should go to ask yourself, what is the divine idea of heart? You know, the spiritual idea behind the physical. Well, heart, you know, as we know, in its perfection, could go on forever because it is one with the divine heart of God, and it represents heart of God. So in healing heart, you want to look at what is the divine pattern, the divine purpose of heart, and then begin to declare that your heart is one with that. And in healing, you can use light, pouring the light through and pouring and envisioning the wholeness of the heart and giving thanks that your heart is beating perfectly. It's the one with the perfect rhythm of the universe. Its circulation is perfect. You know, giving thanks right in the midst of it. You know, at the very get-go of any issue you want with body, because the healing reservoir is present within you, you want to give thanks for that perfection manifesting in the place of the issue. Now, what does that do? When you learn to immediately center, focus in the into the perfection and giving thanks for it, you are literally igniting the pharmacy, the natural total pharmacy that exists within body, because the body is the temple of God. It is a manifestation of divine intelligence, created by divine intelligence, sustained at the maximum level by it. And also, that which created body, that divine intelligence within each and every being, knows how to heal absolutely every condition, absolutely everything. So,
to know that, and that's a hard thing to do for the.
It is, because we think we're body. You know, there's an identity mix up there.
Yes.
We are not body. We are consciousness. We are spirit that has a body.
And I love the way you say we are a pharmacy in ourselves. That is beautiful.
Well, yes, but by the quality of your thought, imagine when you're in the midst of pain, of any condition, physical pain, I'm referencing, And you say, okay, here's the pain. Well, you know, can I solve the darkness by getting into the darkness, by inspecting the pain, looking at it, you know, paying attention to it, making it God? No, I have to turn to the perfection of God and dwell upon the perfection within. And when I say, you know, thank you, God, for instance, that toe that hurts me is just fine. And I say it from the moment it happens. Even in the midst of excruciating pain, I turn away and I say, thank you, God, because I know the divine power is in me for the perfection of my toe. So what happens? The message is delivered internally, subconsciously, and everything moves to straighten out that toe, straighten out, you know, to perform alignments, adjustments within. And then when you go a step further, and now this is based on the principle that you know that there is a perfection within, you know, going back to the divine patterns, and you have access, meaning universal you, everyone has access to these. And the coin, the price for this medication is the price of consciousness.
Right.
Knowledge and applied faith, walking the talk. So when do I begin to give thanks immediately for the condition perfectly healed? So a divine pattern, you can say, well, what is the perfection of toe? You know, well, it's part of the foot. It supports. It's supposed to be limber. It, you know, it's supposed to help me stand on my tiptoes and do this and that, or come down, stand flat on my feet. Ask yourself, what is, you know, that organ or that that aspect of body? What is the perfection of that? You know, what is the perfection of legs? You know, mobility, being able to get around, lightness,
moving forward.
Freedom. Yeah, moving forward, lightness, freedom. Ask yourself, what is the perfection of this particular area of concern? And then immediately, the body knows this. The divine intelligence knows its purpose in you. So you immediately move in and give thanks that, you know, toe is perfect or legs are perfect and you know, my circulation is perfect. I'm able to walk with ease and lightness. I'm bounding across the universe. However, that it stimulates the forward action in you. So there may be nothing for you to do on the physical plane, but it must start with the gratitude. It must start with the prayer and the acknowledgement that there is no terminal in God. This is another thing. We have all these ideas of limits. Body can only do so much, right? This is not a truth. Body doesn't age of itself. Organs don't deteriorate of themselves. None of this is true. It's all done by consciousness. So a negative mind produces a worn-out body, you know. So yeah. You've got to be very, very vigilant. And again, when I say you, I mean all of us, right?
Exactly.
Be very, very vigilant at the quality of your thought. Because guess what? Thoughts produce feelings which lodge in the body and create circumstances, right? Create the manifest world. So if we're filled with negativity and believing all the hypnotic thoughts, you know, like at 40 you've got to see the eye doctor, at 50 you've got to do this, it's everywhere, everywhere around you, impacting you within the system, so that it is in the world. So it's hard to hear God unless you intend to rise over all of this and come to the truth of your being. So body, being of God, is, of course, limitless in nature. And we find this out as we go on. We see, you know, I just thrill when I watch these athletes at the Olympics, you know. I mean, skateboarding up the hill and then up to the heavens and twirling around in the heavens and suspending there and coming back down.
Yeah.
You know, and they go higher and higher and higher and higher. So, you know, it's very, very important to know that there is no limit, even if you're not able to get there, even if it seems impossible, so long as you know that cancer can be healed.
Right.
There is.
And when you're in that pain, if I may say, when you're in that space and you're in pain and you go into a different space of knowing the ability of the body to heal all things, even if you're in that ability of healing just for a moment, you can eliminate the pain. And then if you can extend and stretch from a minute to 2 minutes or 3 minutes and beyond, then you get the feeling of the power within, and then you're on your way. I love how you can step into a different space, which is that God space of all glory of healing, and make it happen. But we have to know that in our soul that we have the power of doing that. And that's the key, wouldn't you say, Dr. Linda, is believing that we have that power.
Yes, and when you say believing, it's not blind
knowing,
believing.
Knowing.
You know, it's really knowing and understanding that you know, the manifest world is, the spiritual world, when we use those, is a causal world. That's the inner invisible plane. For example, thoughts, feeling, which thoughts? Nobody sees thoughts, but you see the result of them, right?
Right, right.
And so things occur with where you're identified very much, you know, within. And so, you know, before I know this truth myself, so I live it, you know, and that's why I can speak about it. Because I've seen the great results in my own life through application, and then through the lives of others. So, you know, my air conditioning closet, I was having some work done on it, and you know, the worker had these heavy pipes and you know, heavy metal things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Instruments. So one of which made me weigh about 10 pounds or something. And in the middle, I was talking to him, and he dropped. Are you there, Deborah?
Yes.
Oh, okay. And he dropped this heavy weight on my toe. So I mentioned my toe before, mm-hmm. and I couldn't walk for 3 days. But did I concentrate on that? No. I knew immediately, just meditate. Meditate as much as you want. You can get so much mileage on the perfection and giving thanks that my toe was perfect and that I was walking.
Yes. Now hold that thought, because we do need to take a break. And everyone out there, I want to share it with the callers coming in. There's a special giveaway from Dr. Linda, that the third caller that comes in, and Pete is our producer today, you will actually win Dr. Linda's Bridge of the Gods, the Handbook for Ascending Humanity, the Golden Pathway to Your Highest God Cell, which everyone should have a copy. Our numbers here at 1510 617-237-1234.
Experience a different yet profound healing with Reconnective Healing. Includes yet expands beyond any and all known forms of energy healing. The Reconnective Healing Spectrum is comprised of the full healing and evolutionary continuum of energy, light, and information. It allows for healings that are not just physical, not just mental, not just emotional, yet go beyond that to bring healing that includes the evolution of your very being and essence. Deborah Beauvais, trained and certified by world-renowned Dr. Eric Pearl, offers appointment hours at Seekonk Family Chiropractic in Seekonk, Massachusetts. For questions or to set up both distance or local sessions, call Deborah at 508-431-1959. Again, 508-431-1959. Or go to lovebyintuition.com. That's lovebyintuition.com.
Beauty. Join us every first Sunday of the month at 7 p.m. for Heart Living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff, where you'll discover life wisdom and achieve greater spiritual awareness. Through Cynthia's coaching tips, healing stories, and inspirational interviews, you'll improve your relationships, find greater balance, and achieve inner peace today. Join thousands who've transformed their lives through Heart Living. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Deborah. You're listening to the Love by Intuition show. And with me, I have my co-host, Reverend Dr. Linda DeKalf, who is a celebrated author of two books, Bridge of the Gods and Songs of Eternity. And Pete is in the house, our producer today. So when you call in, it's the third caller that will win the Bridge of the Gods. It's a handbook for ascending humanity. As I've mentioned, it's a must for everyone's home. It's beautifully written. You hold it and you fill up with the light within. The phone numbers, 617-237-1234. One more time, 617-237-1234. Or you can call toll free, 866-338-9663. Again, 866-338-9663. And if anyone would like to hear part one that was aired a few weeks ago, you can go on our site, dreamvisions7radio.com. You can go right on Deborah Beauvais Archives, and you'll see Linda's first one, and then you can pull it all together. She will be back November 16th for her third co-hosting and part three of her divine healing of the body and whatever else she may share. So get right into the powers of body, Linda.
Oh, okay.
Dr. Linda, should I say.
Oh, thank you. Well, just to finish my little anecdote, I don't know how much people heard, but on that event, that was a very heavy metal piece, so I could have gotten into...
Oh, yes, on your toe.
Yeah, I could have gotten into... My toe was, totally black and blue, which is part of the healing, so what body does when you're healing should not, we should be praising and blessing it, acknowledging it as part of the healing, like even a cold, body is very wise and it, starts making you sneeze and everything else to get it out of you, right?
Right.
So it's not, something is right there, not wrong. So anyway, as I did do this immediately, center and giving thanks, even as I was screaming and, laid down on the couch paralyzed, I immediately knew, get still, go within, start placing the light of God moving throughout my toe, my foot, my ankle, my bones, really, really envisioning that and naming that light was moving through and giving thanks that that toe was already perfectly healing, right?
Mm.
And so that's what I did. And within a couple of days, I was walking, and then I reminded that I give thanks before I have it.
Right.
The get-go, because I want to move everything. I want my pharmacy to work for me.
Absolutely.
So if I don't give the right words, I say, I'll never be able to walk again. I am not stimulating the power within me to heal me, that is. Right?
Right.
So that's the power of gratitude, to stimulate in advance, immediately, in the midst. That was excruciating. But I cannot, if I want my healing, I cannot afford to hang out in, poor me, and look what he did, and I think I'll take him to court.
Right.
going that way.
And you don't have to. You can make a different choice.
That's right. So I chose to dwell upon the divine capacity in me. And I do like very much, I myself do nothing, because it's not a power. The only power I have is to attune to the power that is, and it will do it for me.
Right.
So, you know, in the realm, when you get to the power, the divine powers that exist within the divine pattern that everybody has, it's a universal pattern, which anybody can align with regardless of your physical condition, you say, there is a power, and this is so important to know, of perfect regeneration. Perfect regeneration. So that which built body can sustain and regenerate body and even bring it to newer levels of perfection than you have ever experienced. So when you go to, you know, when you go to see a doctor, you always want to know, once, you know, and give thanks that the divine wisdom is working through the doctor, you know, and realizing that what a doctor does for a condition is he sets the stage, he, she, for the divine healing to happen. Now, when a leg is broken, the doctor sets the bone. That's the doctor helping God help you, right? That broken bone is going to heal, because that's what body does. It heals itself naturally. Everything moves to heal if we would let. So everything tends toward the divine wholeness, to get over it, to reestablish, to, you know, look at a starfish. You know, the starfish loses the arm, starfish creates another one. You know?
Which is amazing.
People have been known to build muscle and tissue. So there is, you know, from bare bone, after severe accidents, people of great, great faith. So when you think about this immense gift of healing that God has given everyone, but it's up to us to activate it. So one of the ways we can help is what I'm saying, immediately learn to center in and then do whatever is necessary on the outer plane in harmony. If you need to see a doctor because you can't get rid of your headache, yet, go ahead and know that God is working, you know, with the doctor or through the aspirin, you know, or through the medication. But also realize that at some point in true evolution, we're not going to become half robot. We're going to become entirely spiritual and realize that we can do all these things. But you know, you don't want to rush development. You want to know that it's possible. You want to do spiritual practices. So self-healing is a big, big power. Everything moves to regenerate. Also, just as much as persons love to be blessed and praised, you can praise a rundown organ into health, praising it, blessing it, thanking it for doing its perfect work for you. So you are consciousness that operates the body. You are spirit. This is your car for the earth plane. And you want to treat it very, very well. And you're in charge of it. And, you know, what is operating body? Is body a thing of itself? No, it is not. You know, and you are the guiding consciousness behind it. So you always want to be, one always wants to be thinking in terms of perfect healing, get rid of ideas, think of limitlessness. Think of it many, many times until your mind is one with the mind of God, knowing what God knows about God's self in you.
Right.
You know, instead of knowing limitation, sadness, and all of this stuff, you know. So the horizon is limitless, and we know not what great good even lays before, but at least you need to start, people need to start walking through the door so that it's not a culture of dependency on drugs and medications, and we learn to activate the strength within us and then use these other things as we need them, but not right. to be an addictive society putting all the power out there without deciding.
Right, with the pharmaceuticals that can kill you first before whatever it is that you're...
God will never hurt you. Double-edged sword. You have to pay a price for the degree of dependency. You pay the price. So I'm not saying, I never would encourage to rush it. I'm just saying be aware and be venturous, and at least, no matter what you're doing, you know, do this process of gratitude. Immediately step into the gratitude for what you want, consciousness. Ask within, what are the divine patterns? Realize body has perfect power to heal entirely through consciousness. Now, one of the things you can, if you look, think about a cut on the finger. When you get that cut, 2 days later, the thing is healing itself. What does that tell you? What does that tell you about you in the totality, right?
Right.
Jesus always saw the perfection within. When he looked at an ailing person, he saw the divine perfection within, and only that, and claimed that as the one enduring reality.
Right. Now, we need to take our break.
Go ahead.
Dr. Linder, so off we go, and we'll be back in a couple of minutes. Don't go away.
Okay, great.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Bovee on the Love by Intuition show, Saturdays 2 to 3 p.m. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Saturday 2 to 3 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Do you wish to have inner peace while living in challenging times? Are you unhappy and don't know why? Life consists of either a path of love or fear. When we choose a path of love, we learn and grow. If we choose a path of fear, we stay stuck in negativity. The time is now to heal ourselves and the world by choosing a different way. Through the path to your power, your inner light, you will find self-love and experience amazing changes. You can have inner peace, wonderful relationships, good health, and a flow of abundance. Complete the circle of illuminating love using our tools and learn how to retain your power throughout life. To learn more about the path to your power and the Divine Love Within consultations, call Deborah Bovee at 508-226-1723. Or go to lovebyintuition.com.
Join us every second Sunday of the month at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, for the Nurturing Intuitive Children with Dr. Nikki show, where you'll discover holistic strategies and techniques that support intuitive and empathic children in our homes, in schools, and in healthcare. Through our panel of distinguished guests, you'll receive parenting tips, education strategies, and holistic health solutions that'll help you improve the lives of these magnificent children and help their inner light shine even more brightly on the planet. Our program is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Are you ready to be who your soul wants you to be? Join Lynn McGonigal, the founder of the Lightworkers Healing Method, as she and her amazing guests show you how to move into a life of lasting joy. Miracles happen every second Sunday at 6 p.m. right here on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Hasn't your soul already waited long enough?
The Massachusetts Soldiers Legacy Fund, MSLF, was founded in 2004 with a simple goal: to provide educational assistance grants to the children of Massachusetts service members who were killed while deployed on operations enduring an Iraqi freedom. With its current resources, the MSLF guarantees a minimum of $40,000, $10,000 per annum, in educational funding to each child of a fallen service member whose home of record at the Department of Defense was Massachusetts. There's no selection process. If an individual is a child of a service member whose service is credited to Massachusetts and whom gave his or her life in Operation Enduring or Iraqi Freedom, that child qualifies for MSLF funds. We're proud to report that we're accomplishing our founding objective thanks to the support of individuals and organizations throughout the United States. To donate, go to mslfund.org.
Join Dr. Bernie Siegel on Mind Health Matters every first Sunday at 8 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Bernie will draw from his inspirational personal journey, offering us special nuggets of his sacred wisdom. Listen in as Bernie reminds us to be fully engaged in life.
Join us on Creating a Spirited Life with Janet Kesenick the third Sunday of every month at 8 p.m. We'll explore the day-to-day moments that puzzle, enlighten, and bring us into deeper connection with our best selves. Find meaning, purpose, and humor while creating a spirited life. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
And here we go. All right, I want to give out Dr. Linda's website. It is Rev Dr. Dr. would be D-R, short. So it's Rev Dr. Linda Decoff, and Decoff is D-E-C-O-F-F. So Rev Dr. D-R for short, Linda Decoff. com. And you can order her books there. You can also go on Amazon or anywhere else. And we actually have her book listed on our book page as well, Books That We Adore. And so, Linda, I wanted to speak with you about when we go into that space and know that we have that ability through the light that we are to heal. And when we focus on that, sometimes we have, I know there are listeners out there that have had migraines. I was one. I had migraines for 25 years. And then other issues, too, that come up and stay with us. And there are times when we have to go within and ask, what is that about? And it can be something from childhood. I know mine was part of molestation. The other part was my mom. And then once I delved into that, then the migraines went away, and so did the other issue, which was the kidney. So can you speak to that as well?
Yes, that was something, and I'm so glad you brought that up, because that was something I wanted to mention. There are things that happen within us, you know, in terms of physical healing that we're talking about, and then things that happen on the outside, like an accident, a car hitting us. So there's two different areas, right? So for the first that are within us, like kidney problems, migraine headaches, things like that, you do want to understand that, you know, as we've been saying, that there's a reason they say body, mind, spirit. You know, thought, feeling, body, they're all one. So if you're harboring subconsciously some residue, lack of forgiveness, anger, something you need to release and haven't yet has done it, that condition will be manifesting, because whatever is going on in us must manifest somehow. So even though we're suppressing it, we walk around with, you know, a condition, that is telling us something is going on. Now, so it is, as well as knowing the, examining for yourself the divine pattern, that's for your future and your healing, you also can inquire, you know, within, what am I trying to say here? What is, you know, obviously nobody wants to have cancer. So these things are hidden. But you've got to look beneath, because there is usually a purpose expressing there. Like, for instance, somebody doesn't get attention, they want attention.
Right.
And they haven't acknowledged it. And so they use a physical, unconsciously using a physical circumstance to control and manipulate, get the attention.
Right.
So if you can discover what purpose that it has served for you, that any condition is serving for you, if you can ask that, your own spirit will give you an answer. So you ask in meditation, you know, what is this giving me? Without criticizing or anything, just to reveal. So let's say a person, you know, gets cancer and they have a lot of, you know, they want the attention, or they expressing anger or something else, you know, something else unresolved, needing attention. So then you can, and then the second question is, how can I give this attention to myself in a constructive way? You know, I once knew a guy, so to answer your question, it's very important to ask within, you know, and do the best you can, take the answer that comes at the moment. And then, you know, go back and make the changes that need to be made to the degree that you can. Ask for divine assistance if you're unable to forgive, release, let go, or you don't know how to give yourself attention. I always go to God first, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Put a phone call. What do I need to do? How can I do this? Help me. You know, and the ideas will float in. Will float in for the particular individual that resonates. So you can get the good you're seeking without any negative, you know, without paying a negative price, right?
Beautifully said.
Without paying negative price. So for, I had a student once, wonderful guy, really talented, you know. In fact, he ran 5 radio stations. And he at one time, you know, said to me, we used to laugh because we uncovered that every time he needed to take a vacation, he was one of those workaholics who could not take one. So he would have to get a very bad cold. So, you know, he got on top of that, and he was able to, you know, change that, you know, to be able to say when he needed to have and was due to have a rest and a break, you know, I love you all, but I need to take my break. And, you know, the universe didn't fall apart, nothing happened, and he didn't have to have the cold.
Right.
But, you know, so that's how deep it goes. But you want to try to, you know, look behind, but at the same time, that's not enough. You need the divine pattern in front of you. Why? Because it's like a beacon, like a driving with headlights down the road and going to an absolute destination. So if I want to heal, what do I want to look like when I'm healed? What does being healed look like? And that's your gratitude, and then recognizing the entire power is in you because you are made in the image.
That's right. And now we need to segue to your beautiful meditation that you wanted to share with everyone.
Okay. And just a word, you know, I didn't get a chance to, and maybe I'll touch on it a bit next time, but regarding your body of relationships, for example, you or business, success, money, finances, you always want to say, what would be the divine, what is the divine pattern here? You know, let's say I can, for money, I can pay my rent every month. I pay my bills fine. I have, you know, no problems, no stress, and on and on. You describe it according to yourself. What is the divine pattern here that you want to establish in the place of the condition? Then give thanks once again that you have that, okay? And so I'll go, and that applies to every area of life. So you want to start really plumbing the depths of what is success, what is harmony, what does it look like, and give thanks that you have it and do all you can to be it. Instead of wanting other people to be it, you be it, and you'll attract it into your world. So with that, and I'll follow up later on that, but this is an excerpt from Songs of Eternity, and this book is the Word, is all about the Word, and declaring your word of the universal soul about your conditions. So this meditation is called Demonstrating Divine Patterns of Perfection. And the mantra is, I demonstrate the heavenly truth about me. Beloved, God has manifest each of us as his own. Indeed, we are made in the image and likeness of the sublime. Within each of us are encoded ultimate patterns of perfect expression of any good thing. As we seek to apply the divine ideas of beauty, power, strength, love, light, and all divine attributes to every sphere of life, we become the divine idea fulfilled. Meditate often on God's utmost idea for your purest and most perfect happiness and perfection in any phase of life you wish to demonstrate. Say and affirm you are that, and you are bringing the wonders of your divine nature out now. As you perfect in any phase, you become a master there and automatically ascend to the next level of attainment. Here's the meditation. I am that I am. And right now I declare that at the point of each demand, I always do the right and perfect thing to perfectly express my divine pattern. I know that God, the fullness of it all, resides blueprinted on the within of me, that I am that I am. In this perfect knowing now, I rise up from plane to plane, fearlessly merging in the fire of perfect victory and sublime manifestation. I stand on holy ground, bringing up, bringing out, and applying the heavenly truth about me at every level of ascendancy. I radiate now and vibrate in the cosmic one, serenely aware of luminous surroundings of peace, love, joy, and attainment. I bring out my pattern. I move up, ever joyous and victorious anew, heralding my day of absolute completion of it all. As I view my goals ahead of me now, I know I shall successfully increase to meet and fold and surpass each one in perfect sequential divine order, and so it is.
Beautiful. Well, Dr. Linda, I want to thank you for joining us and everyone out there. Reverend Linda will be back November 16th at 2 p.m. Until the next time, everyone, au revoir, sending glorious love to you all.
Are you seeking a clearer path to love? Then tune in to the Love by Intuition show next week, all designed to your highest good. To contact Deborah Buffet, owner of Empowered Connections, call her at 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. 1723 or link on to lovebyintuition.com. Remember, we are all one and we are all part of the miracle of love.